So we're going to begin today with what could be a verdict on a very controversial policy of the Defense Department in dealing with security in Iraq. The State Department announced yesterday that it may recommend the U.S. drop Blackwater, the main private security contractor for American diplomats in Iraq. Blackwater, of course, is a subcontractor that does security work in Iraq and actually supplements the U.S. military in that country, a part of a program of privatization of military operations that was championed by Donald Rumsfeld, the former Secretary of Defense. But joining us for some answers about the future of Blackwater and other subcontractors like it is Washington Post foreign correspondent Steve Faneru. Steve has a new book called The Big Boy Rules, America's Mercenaries Fighting in Iraq. And for the research on that book, he went undercover, actually embedded with Blackwater. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
In both style and in kind of policy implications, and last year, of course, we all know that Blackwater was involved in an operation that ended up killing 17 Iraqi civilians and resulting in five manslaughter charges. So what's the likely future of Blackwater?
Well, I think what's clear is that the future is changing rapidly for Blackwater. I think this report really sort of states the obvious that, Blackwater's days in Iraq may soon be numbered. But I think what's interesting is that what we're seeing just in the last few weeks is that the sort of culture of impunity that grew up around Blackwater and that in many ways Blackwater symbolized for not only that company, but for tens of thousands of private security contractors, may well be coming to an end. As I think you mentioned, five Blackwater contractors were indicted recently for their role in the massacre of some 17 people in a Baghdad traffic circle in 2007. And at the same time, the immunity that was granted by the United States government for all security contractors in Iraq in 2004 was also lifted as part of the new Status of Forces Agreement between the United States and Iraq. But I think what's obvious, for a second,
Steve, do you think that Blackwater complicated those negotiations on the Status of Forces Agreement because immunity for subcontractors was part of the issue there?
Yeah, I don't think it was just Blackwater. I think it was all security contractors. Blackwater had killed before this massacre. They had been involved in a series of really questionable shooting incidents, in which the State Department had effectively done nothing to investigate or take action on. It wasn't just Blackwater. It was a number of private security companies that were involved in shootings, and no action was taken. And I think for the Iraqi government, this became a real issue, that could you have civilians, armed civilians, operating in the country with really no law overseeing them? And I think I wouldn't say it complicated the situation. I think it became a matter of Iraq as the situation changes in that country, beginning to assert its sovereignty.
Right. Steve, before we go, are troops losing the expectation that they can leave a career in the military as a covert ops or as an infantry and go to one of these subcontractors as a result of all of this criticism?
No, I don't think that's going to change. I mean, I don't think the work is suddenly – there's still going to be a lot of security work to be done in Iraq, and the companies go where the money is. And but I think is changing is will these people, if you go into a career in this, are you going to be completely above the law?
Right.
I still think there are going to be thousands of people who are being willing to do the work.
All right. Steve Faneru, Washington Post foreign correspondent, author of Big Boy Rules, America's Mercenaries Fighting in Iraq, talking about the changing role for Blackwater and certainly the significantly evolving role of subcontractors in Iraq. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks for having me.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.